Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
We've been sitting down long enough that we need to give him the best praise that you got. Come on and give him the best praise. Oh, my God. Amen. Have you ever been there? When the doors of progress close right in your face. That's the time when we steal away. Tell God about it. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. We're here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ today. Open your Bibles. I feel like a dance. Woo! Because God is really good to me. I like that song. Come on and see about me. Open your Bibles to Esther 4 and 16. While you're there, I'm going to pray to God today. Children of God, our Father, we come now to rightly divide your word of truth. Have your way, Holy Spirit, move within me. If there's anything that looks the natural, we ask God that you would move it right now, crucify it, that the word of God will have free course. In the master's name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We just bless him for being back in this house today, realizing that all things work together for the good. Somebody say, for the good of those that love him. You know, and you got to have a call in the thing. Praise God according to his purpose. Amen. We're here celebrating Women's Day, but the Bible declared that this is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Give it up for the pastor of this church. Amen. We just bless him. Give it up for the skilled musicians. And when I look at them, I see so many. I feel so old, Dwayne. You was that little. Woo! Rayshawn. Cynthia. Woo! To God be the glory. We're grateful. The reading of God's word, Esther 4 and 16. And the word says, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Fast ye for me. Now some folks say fast with me. But there come a time that you need some folks to fast for you. All right, don't y'all get too quiet on me. You need somebody that's interceding for you. Oh, my God, there's a difference. Fast, come on and fast with me. But there comes a time I need you to fast for me. Thank you, Jesus. I guess we could stop right there. For me. Glory. And neither eat nor drink. So don't half-step it. 3 days. If it says 3 days, why are you going to stop on one day? See, I need the whole 3 days. God help me to preach in here. Night or day, I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law. How many of you know, whew, the law couldn't do it? It took grace. Didn't it take grace? And if I perish, I perish. In other words, I have made up in my mind, if I die, let me die. I want to talk, and I thank God for your confirmation, refusing to give it up, okay? I want to preach this morning from the subject, in your time of crisis, don't let the world change your mind. We are living in a day and a time today, and especially the church. Satan is rapidly taking over some folk. We go through trouble, we go through all of this, and we go through that. But in the time of your crisis, don't let the world, somebody say the world, change your mind. We got to have courage to go through. When we talk about crisis, we're talking about an intense difficulty, not just a little bump on the head, not just stumping your toe, but we're talking about intense difficulties. We are talking about trouble, or danger. It's the turning point for better or for worse. Y'all help me here. Crisis is an attack of pain. Satan finds its way in, especially to the saints of God, to cause an attack on our lives. And in our lives, it brings about pain. And pain brings about depression. But there comes a breaking point in your life when you ought to tell the devil, I won't let you have this. I refuse to give up. I won't let the world change my mind. In this life, we are told to expect trouble. Job said a man is born of a woman and a few days, and they're full of what? Trouble. However, no one tells us along the ways about the good, the highs, the lows, and the bad. But whatever comes my way, I come to tell somebody, don't let the world change your mind. Because we ought to be determined. For God I live, and for God I'll die. Have I got any help over here? Into each life, trouble is going to come our way. We all encounter times of crisis in our lives. When these times come, it becomes difficult for us to not take them back and ask God, why did I do? Why is this? It's the natural thing to think, but the spiritual thing is to say, even though it comes in my life, but Satan, I refuse to let you take me down. Have I got any help in here? But when the time of crisis comes in our lives, we need to have our mind made up. We need to have our heart fixed up. Am I right about it? I heard in the word where Paul said, let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. When the devil plays with your mind, he's doing his job. But I come to tell you, every trick that the devil brings, I don't have to entertain him. Have I got any help in here? You ought to tell him, I won't let the world change my mind. We need to adopt the mindset like this young woman that is called Esther. Esther had some trouble in her life. She didn't just come and walk in the queen's position. I come to tell you, she had some trouble. She had some trials. Am I right about it? She had some sadness. She didn't take on the mindset of why I gotta go through this. But she realized, I come to tell you today, that there was a mandate. Somebody said a mandate was on her life. Yes. And when the Lord have a mandate on your life, you're going to have some trouble. You're going to have some trials. But I heard Jesus said, I've overcome that ye might overcome. And I come to tell the devil today, oh my God, don't, I won't let you take my mind. Some people cause a trouble. They let the devil take your mind. Some people are sick in their bodies, and they let the devil, can I preach in here? They let the devil grab hold of the mind, put sickness before the blessing. But you ought to open your mouth. I may have a sickness, but I refuse to give up. Devil, you can't change my mind. The devil says that it can't be done. The devil says you're going to be sick forever. But I come to tell you, in your crisis of illness, don't let the devil change your mind. Yes, Esther grew up in a time of hardship. But I'm so glad that God made it easier. He'll do it for you. Somebody ought to say, he'll do it. He'll do it. You see, Esther, her parents, she lost the parents at an early age. Mama and daddy, she could have let the world change her mind. Folks say you're too young. Yes. Folks say you don't have enough knowledge because she was a young woman. But I'm so glad. The Bible lets us know greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I feel like preaching in here. There was a mandate on her life. Daddy gone, mama gone. And history says that mother was giving birth to her when she died in childbirth. Yes, sir. She was born in slavery. Yes, God could have let her die. He could have let us die. But instead, he let her live because of the mandate that's on your life. I come to tell you, women, don't you give up. Don't you give in. Don't worry about the cares of the world. The world offer you a lot of stuff that have no power, that have no authority. Am I right about it? Have no peace. But I come to tell you, if we hold out, if we hold on while I'm going through, I'm going to praise while I'm going through. I'm going to dance while I'm going through. I'm going to lift them up while I'm going through. The world, I don't want you to praise it, but I declare, if you praise him in your time of crisis, the world has got to step back and the anointing of God will step right in. Am I right about it? Forget your hardship. We've all had it hard. We all had some sickness. We all had some pain. But I say, God will. Somebody say, God will. And God's got somebody that's going to step in and help you along the way. Esther, being young, but the mandate, the call was right there. She waited patiently through grieving. Am I right about it? She waited in the absence of a mother. She waited through the absence of the father. So we don't have no excuse. We can't let the world change our mind. God took them. Am I right about it? So I got to go on. Don't let the world tell you that you cannot make it. God had a ram in the bush. Mordecai, a cousin, oh my God, began to take care of her. He adopted her as her very own. Esther, I was identified as a righteous woman. She was identified as a shining star. And she was the woman that was designated by our God to lead the Jews out of their trouble. God got somebody that's going to lead you out of your trouble. God got somebody. If you stay with him, he'll fight your battle. Yes, he will. He'll hear you about it. Yes. She didn't allow her difficult moments and the time of crisis to make her bitter. And I'm not ready to close. She didn't get mad. Many saints said, I got mad because I got sick. I got mad because my daddy died. I got mad because my mama died. But I come to tell you, difficult times, we can't let the world take us over. Am I right about it? Esther was a beautiful woman. But you know what? She didn't let the world change her mind. Yes. She didn't let pride come into her life. She knew that she was wonderfully and fearfully made by God Almighty. I come to tell every woman in here, you might not look like you want to, but don't you let the world change your mind. Yes. Esther knew where I can find some strength. Am I right about it? You know, the Bible says that the Jews almost 500 years before the birth of Jesus, the Jews begin to go back home. 70 years of captivity. Esther was really in captivity, as some of us are in captivity because we let the world dictate to you what to do about your trouble. But I come to tell you, we gotta wait, because the Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall, somebody say shall, renew their strength. If you want to get up, if you want to mount up, you better be strengthened by the Holy Ghost. So I see by the eyes of faith, Mordecai, all the Jews, y'all know the story, I'm not going to preach it all, but the Jews' life came in jeopardy, was jeopardized. Am I right about it? There was a hater in the crowd. Am I right about it? God had already blessed Esther. I see now when the devil thought that the Queen Vashti was going to go out and show herself and dance before the drunken men. But I'm so glad. She said, I'm not going to let the world change my mind. I refuse. I'm giving this thing a loose. Am I right about it? And the king got worried. But what the king didn't know, oh my God, Vashti didn't have the mandate. But Esther had the mandate. Esther had to call, huh? Am I right about it? You got to be careful, huh? Who you selecting, huh? Am I right about it? You can't just put everybody, huh, on the mother's ministry. You can't put everybody on the deacon's ministry. You better pray about it. Somebody said pray about it. You can't put everybody in the choir ministry. Can I preach in here? But there are somebody, huh, there's somebody that's designated, huh? Oh my God, huh? There's somebody, huh, that's got the mandate, and in the mandate, huh, come strength, huh? In the mandate there come joy, in the mandate there come power. Somebody said dunamis power. Yes. And when God calls you, when God lays his hands on you, no devil in hell can pluck you out. I'm about ready to close in here. But I see now Vashti went off the scene. But here come a call of God. Yes. If God called you, things can happen. Am I right about it? Esther was faced with a crisis, but by faith, I won't let the world change my mind. I know now mama's gone, but it can't change my life. There's a mandate that's on my life. Daddy's gone, but I cannot let that keep me from the mandate. I can't let that keep me from the assignment. But there was a king, and the king had an enemy. Am I right about it? You know the story of how Esther went on to serve the king. Let me tell you something. Every marriage is not of God. Every put together is not of God. But I see Sister Esther said, God told me he's going to make things right. I'm going on with the king. Romance wasn't even in it. And if you search the scripture, she was raped day in and day out. She was raped. She could have said, I can't do this, but I'm so glad of the mandate. Yes, I see her now. The enemy didn't even know that she was a Jew. Can I preach it like a feeling? The enemy didn't know. The king didn't know that she was a child of the king. Yes, but I'm so glad old Mordecai was in position. Said, Esther, they don't know you're a Jew. Esther, they don't know who you belong to. Yes, but I heard that there was going to be a murder. All the Jews are going to be killed. Am I right about it? Yes. The enemy comes to take your life. But don't let the world change your mind. She was faced there with the crisis of death. But I'm so glad with a mandate that's on your life. I heard, said Mordecai, go together all the Jews that are President Shishan. I want you to fast for me. And the reason why she wanted them to fast for because of the mandate. Somebody said mandate. Said, I want you to fast for me. Yes, I and my handmaid, we're going to fast. And listen now. Mordecai, the law says that I cannot go to see the king unannounced. But don't we serve a God can break the rules and destroy the curse? Am I right about it? And I heard by the eyes of faith, oh, that Esther, I love my folk. I can't stand to see their lives taken. But I made up in my mind. I'm in a time of crisis, but I made my mind up. I'm going to see the king. Oh, Mordecai, with y'all praying for me, my handmaid's praying, and I opened my own mouth, and I have prayed. I won't let the devil, I won't let the world change my mind, because I made up in my mind. If I die, let me die. But I'm going. Is anybody made the mind up? I know I'm in a crisis. I know I'm having trouble on every side. Oppositions are against me. But I said greater. Somebody said greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I make my mind up. I'm going to see the king. And the Bible says that she got ready. See, you just can't go to God any kind of way. There got to be a readiness. Somebody said a readiness. Yeah. The Bible says she got the very best that she had. Is anybody got a best praise? I said a best praise. You ought to give in your best praise. Am I right about it? The Bible said she got a best, her royal garment. Put it on. I know where I'm headed, and I know who's waiting. So I gotta look like I know I'm there. I gotta dress like it. You can't come before him with anything on. You got to get your royal garment. She got a royal garment. And I'm trying to close in here. Got it there. And the Bible says, oh, the Mordecai and all the Jews has submitted themselves. Somebody said submission. They got together. I don't know what they called her at that present time. But I know somebody should have said, Father, Father, I stretch. You got to stretch sometimes. I stretch my hands to thee. No other, I don't know nobody can do it like you. Nobody can deliver like you. But Father, I stretch. Have we got any stretchers? My hand to thee. Oh, Esther have made a mind up. She's facing death. She's in a crisis. But somebody may have said, I need your mercy. I need your protection. I need your guidance. Yes. And Esther got ready. I'm going now. I'm in order. My prayers are being prayed for me. I've already opened up my mouth to it. There is a crisis in my life. I'm not trying to hide this thing. There is a crisis. But Lord, I'm looking over the law. Has anybody made their mind up? You're going to look over that thing that's not like God. Yes. And Esther went there. The Bible says she didn't stand outside the court, but the Bible says she went in the inner court. Somebody said inner court. It's where I get my blessing. Yes. They went there. The king looked at her. I'm trying to make it short, but the king looked at her. And I believe in my mind, when he looked at her, he saw an anointing. Yes. When she looked at the king, she never felt that way before, because she didn't really like him. But the Bible said when she got in his presence, favor. Somebody said favor. God knows my master. Favor. She had favor. Oh my God. And I'm so glad when she went there, she just had a little talk. When you go to the Lord, he already knows what's bothering us. Am I right about it? She didn't blab her mouth. Lord, you know, my folk, that man named Haman, want to kill my folk. She went to him. And the thing that she did that I feel like we ought to adopt, she said, Lord, the king said, you can have whatever you want. But she said, Lord, I want you, king. I want you and Haman. Come on, eat with me. Come on, eat with me. She didn't tell how he was treating them. Sometimes we get all mixed up in our crisis. They hated me. He already know they hate you. They mistreated me. He already knows that you were mistreated. But I'm so glad that Sister Esther, oh my God, in the inner courts, oh my God, God found favor in her. God will find favor in your situation. Am I right about it? And I heard when they had done, Haman, that enemy ate it up. He loved himself. Am I right about it? Went on back home. She said, Lord, you got to fix this thing for me. And Esther told the king, I got to go back one more time. But between the times that she had to go back to the king, God is an awesome God. I see now when the king laid awake at night, couldn't even sleep. Am I right about it? The Lord, he'll see you through. You can't let the world handle your problems, but you gotta take it to the Lord. And I'm so glad because Esther opened up her mouth. The Lord opened up heaven for her. Oh my God. I see Haman said, I remember there was a man called Mordecai. He's a Jew, you know. Am I right about it? He humbled himself. Yes. He did me a favor. Am I right about it? Read the word and see what it says. And he said, I don't remember anybody that really paid for it. I don't remember anybody that gave God glory for it. But Haman was a man of himself. Oh my God, so I'm so glad when Haman had decided that I got everything sewn up. That's what the world will do for you. He'll have you thinking that you got it made, but the blood, somebody say blood, it still works. Am I right about it? Oh, I see him, when he called Haman, he'll make your enemies fix the problem. Am I right about it? He'll make the enemy leave you alone. Oh, Haman, come on over here. There was a man, am I right about it, that helped me along the way. Am I right about it? And I reminded, nobody gave him anything. What do you think that we need to do about this man? But Haman thought it was about him. Yes. He said, go now. Yes. Put a crown on his head. Yes, sir. All dress him up. Ride him through the town. And I heard by the ears of faith. He said, Haman, this man is Mordecai, and he's a Jew. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He will. He will. They were set to kill all the Jews. And Haman, y'all know the story. I'm closing now. But Haman got so mad and caught up with the world. We ought to kill this man. Yes, that's the way the devil feels about you. If you praise God, he'll want to kill you. If you got your joy, he want to take it away. Your peace, he'll want to take it away. But I'm so glad that God worked it out. Yes, he did. Y'all know the rest of the story. Crisis is going to come in your life. Trouble is coming your way. But God have got somebody that's interceding. God got somebody telling, ringing him up, telling him, I'm so glad that the enemy says, I'm going to prepare a gallop, and I'm going to kill. I'm forgetting all about all Jews, but I got a man by the name of Mordecai. He trusts God. Yes, he believed God. I've got a gallop, and I'm going to kill him. But I'm so glad. To make the long story short, the gallop that he made to kill Haman. See, Esther didn't have to tell him. The enemy wanted to kill all the Jews. She didn't have to tell him. Because she already had opened her mouth. Say, you don't know how God's going to fix this thing for you. Haman prepared a gala. I'm going to kill this Jew. He won't bow down to me. I'm somebody. And he won't bow to me. And the law said, somebody said, law said, you got to bow down to me. But I'm glad. Not so. I don't have to bow down. Mordecai said, don't have to bow down. All I got to do is wait patiently. I'm closing on the Lord. And the Bible says if we wait patiently upon him, he renews our strength. That same gallon that was prepared for Mordecai. He was hung from it. I come to tell you today, you got to be careful how you treat people. You better be careful at the traps that you set. And certainly for the mandate, people of God. He set the trap. And it was him that the Lord allowed him to be hung from his own trap. So don't worry about digging ditches. Because when you dig that one, it's for you. Goodbye, farewell. I come to every woman today. I believe in my heart there's a mandate upon your life. I believe that. And when the mandate is upon your life, don't feel like the way is going to be easy. A crisis is coming in your life. But when it comes into your life, don't let the world change your mind. Because if it get in your mind, he'll destroy the work that's been assigned to your hand. God bless and God keep you. The word of God to the people of God. Now is there one today?
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.